Simenayim Dalitz and Beis. Reichitz Orem v'mayim slulim. Reichitz Lishtois. Person is bathing without any clothes on in clear water. So mitzad echad is erva is covered, but it's covered in a fashion that can still be seen. So he wants to drink. So he wants to make a bracha. The implication over here is that the fact that his head is out of the water helps in respect to this erva, because the erva is covered up by the water, it's not magula. But you shouldn't have a situation that his lave and the erva are equally exposed. So since they're both in the water, therefore you have to make a kisui to separate between the lave and the Royas Erva. So once again, there's an inyan of Gilu Erva. If it's in the water, it's Namagula. But if somebody is looking at the Erva, even though it's covered, it'll be a problem. Here he's not looking at it, and his head is out of the water. His leg, which is in the water, has to have a beged pressed against it so that it's not exposed directly to the Erva. To dafke the beged, to make this hefsek between his leg and his Erva, he needs an outside thing, a garment. That'll be a daim. To use his hands, since it's the same goof, does not help. Though, Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody else's hand is being pressed underneath his lave area, then it does help, because just the body cannot be a tzitzit for itself, but somebody else's hand can. So the yadayim, his own hands, is not a kisa, love a kisa. It says the Rambam, "Adin mechasa roish biyadav, lami kisa roish." If a person wants to make a bracha and have a covering on his head, so also in such a case, he can't cover his head with his hands. It doesn't help. If he has a sleeve, he can use the sleeve. Yeah. But the hand itself is not enough. Continues the Mechaba. If it was murky water that you can't see through the water, so since the water is murky, so his erva is covered up. And not only that, his lave does not see the elva, because it's not see-through. But one should make sure that it doesn't have a foul smell. We will see more about that later on. Says the Rambam, "Vim ein liba b'toch ha'mayim, rak l'mala min ha'mayim, ha'v'slulim shor." In a case where only the bottom part of his body is in the water, and his lave is outside of the water, then he doesn't have to make this chatzitza, because that's like we said before, the elva is covered up, and the lave is outside of the water. We don't assume the lave is looking down into the water.